Kathav Korah will come from the Sefer of Shemoth, chapter 8. And Yahuwah amarred unto Moshe, bow unto Pao, and amarred unto him. Thus amarred Yahuwah, let my ham shalah, that they may avoid me. And if thou my aim to let them shalah, hine, I will nagaf call thy gevul with sephardea. And the Yehor shall sharat sephardea abundantly, which shall Allah and bow into thine bayit, and into thy bedchamber, and upon thy mitah, and into the bayit of thy ebit, and upon thy ham, and into thine tanur, and into thy misherit. And the sephardea shall Allah both on thee, and upon thy ham, and upon kol thy ebit. And Yahuwah amarred unto Moshe, amarred unto Aharon, nata thine yad with thy mate over the nahar, over the yehor, and over the agam, and call sephardea to Allah upon the erits of Mizraim. And Aharon nata his yad over the mayim of Mizraim, and the sephardea Allah and kasa the erits of Mizraim. And the Hartom did Asa with their lots, and Yatsa Sephardea upon the Edrites of Mizraim. Then Pao Korah for Moshe and Aharon, and Amar, Hatar Yahuwah, that he may sword the Sephardea from me and from my ham, and I will let the ham shalah, that they may Asa Zabak unto Yahuwah. And Moshe Amar unto Pao, Pa'ar me, when shall I hatar for thee, and for thy ebed, and for thy ham, to karat the sephardea from thee and thy bayit, that they may sha'ar in the yehor only? And he amarred, my ain. And he amarred, be it according to thy devard, that thou mayest yada, that there is none like unto Yahuwah our Yah. And the sephardea shall sword from thee, and from thy bayit, and from thy evit, and from thy ham, they shall sha'ar in the yehor only. And Moshe and Aharon yatsa from Pao, and Moshe sa'ak unto Yahuwah because of the sephardea which he had sum against Pao. And Yahuwah asa according to the devard of Moshe, and the sephardea moot out of the bayit, out of the katser, and out of the sadeh. And they savar them together upon the homer and the erits ba'ash. And when Pao ra'ah that there was revaha, he kaved his lev and shema not unto them as Yahuwah had amarred. And Yahuwah amarred unto Moshe, amarred unto Aharon, nata thy mate and naka the hafar of the erits, that it may haya Cain throughout call the Edrites of Mizraim. And they asa so, for Aharon nata his yad with his mate, and naka the hafar of the Edrites, and it haya Cain and Adam and in Behemah, call the hafar of the Edrites haya Cain throughout call the Edrites of Mizraim. And the Hartom asa so with their lots to Yatsa Cain, but they Yakol not. So there were Cain upon Adam and upon Behemah. Then the Hartom amarred unto Pao, this is the etzba of Yahuwah. And Pao's lev was Hazak, and he shema not unto them as Yahuwah had amarred. And Yahuwah amarred unto Moshe, Shakam in the Boker, and amarred before Pao, lo he Yatsa to the Mayim, and amarred unto him, thus amarred Yahuwah, let my ham shalah, that they may avoid me. Else, if thou would not let my ham shalah, hine, I will shalah a rove of flies upon thee, and upon thy ebit, and upon thy ham, and into thy bayit, and the bayit of the Mizraim shall be my lay of a rove of flies, and also the adamah wherein they are. And I will pullah in that yom in the Eteries of Goshen, in which my ham amad, that lo a rove of flies shall be there. To the Ma'an, thou mayest yada that I am Yahuwah in the Herev of the Eteries. And I will sum a pedut between my ham and thy ham. My ain shall be this oat. My ain shall this oat be. And Yahuwah asaso, and their bow a kaved a rove of flies, and to the bite of Pao, and into his ebit by it, and into call the Eterites of Mizraim. The Eterites was shahat by Pinim of a rove of flies. And Pao korah for Mosheth and for Aharon and Amar, Yalaki, Zabak to Yahuwah in the Eterites. And Mosheth Amar, it is not kun so to Asa, for we shall zabak the Toeva of the Mizraim to Yahuwah our Yah. Lo, shall we zabak the Toeva of the Mizraim before their iron, and will they not sakal us? We will yalak shalosh yom derek into the midvar, and zabak to Yahuwah our Yah as he shall sava us. And Pao Amar, I will let you yalak that ye may zabak to Yahuwah your Yah in the midvard. Only ye shall not yalak very rahak, hatar for me. And Mosheth Amar, Hine I yatsa from thee, and I will hatar Yahuwah that the arov of flies may soar from Pao, from his ebit, and from his ham, my ain. But let not Pao deal hatal any more, and not letting the ham shalah to zabak to Yahuwah. And Mosheth yatsa from Pao, and hatar Yahuwah. And Yahuwah asa according to the devar of Mosheth, and he removed the arov of flies from Pao, from his ebit, and from his ham, their sha'ar not ekhad. And Pao hazak his lev at this time also, neither would he let the ham shalach. The devar of Yahuwah is Barak.